Hello out there. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk K-12 Education Show here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Tanisha Langley, education enthusiast, thought leader, and founder of Enrichment Strategist Services and Education Consulting and Coaching Business. You can connect with me on my LinkedIn. So switching it up, go to my LinkedIn on linkedin.com, Tanisha.Langley, Senior Education Consultant. So again, you can type in on my LinkedIn, Tanisha Langley, T-O-N-I-T-I-A, Langley, Senior Education Consultant. So if you type those things in on LinkedIn, you should be able to find me. And when you find me, that is where I will upload resources and freebies from the show, as well as an opportunity if you want to send me a connect so that I can be added to your networks. That would be fine. I'm excited to partner with you, dedicated to the heart of our community, which is education. I'm the host, but you and the community mean the most. I would love for you to share your suggestions of what you would love to get more information related to K-12 education. So if that's the case, please email us at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. Again, email me at letstalkk12education@gmail.com. As a former classroom teacher and current education consultant and coach, my goal is to use this platform as an unbiased show to educate and provide information as it pertains to educating our future. My partnership with the community of Realizing Your Potential TV Network is to close the gap of the school-to-prison pipeline with tenacity, grit, grind while providing hope. So if that's you, welcome to the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show if you're interested in partnering with me. Guys, we're in for a great show today. This is one of my very favorite topics in education. So in this episode, we're diving into one of the biggest challenges in education today. It's not just today. It's been ongoing, but it is definitely what they say. If we take a sneeze, if someone catches a cold, well, the sneeze has happened and now the cold has taken place in the education system. So we're going to be talking about teacher retention today, but we're not just talking about surviving in the classroom. We're talking about thriving. So welcome to Strive for Teacher Retention and Thrive 2025. Teachers are the heartbeat of education. Unfortunately, yet burnout, stress, and lack of support are driving many out of the profession. But what if we could change that? What if educators could reignite their passion, feel valued, and truly thrive? In this episode, we'll uncover real solutions, inspiring stories, which is including my own, and game-changing strategies to keep great teachers in the classrooms and help them flourish. So whether you're a teacher, school leader, or advocate, get ready to be empowered. Let's reclaim passion, let's redefine retention, and let's thrive in 2025. So our goal today for this topic, which is Strive for Teacher Retention and Thrive 2025, is to empower educators with strategies to reignite their passion for teaching while addressing the systemic issues affecting teacher retention. This discussion will explore practical solutions for reducing burnout, fostering a supportive school culture, and advocating for meaningful change in education. I know you guys have probably all heard those before, and sometimes we don't want it to get to the point where it's cliche, okay? So here's some key goals. Going to highlight the current teacher retention crisis and its impact on education, provide actionable strategies for educators to reclaim their passion and well-being. Sometimes educators forget to do that. I know I was guilty as charged when I was a classroom teacher. We're going to encourage school leaders to implement innovative retention solutions beyond salary incentives. Foster a community-driven conversation that uplifts and supports educators in 2025 and beyond. Now, I put the year in there because let's address the elephant on the wall. There is a lot that is happening in this new administration. There's a lot of uncertainties. There is a lot of things that we're not aware of, what we're stepping into, where we're headed. Very much a lot of uncharted territory. So I want to provide some positivity around this to kind of silence the noise a little. And I want to come short. I want to come very short of getting my feet to the edge of someone's doorstep and calling it propaganda. Now, of course, I'm a realist, but I'm an optimist. So I am there. I'm by any means, no stretch of the imagination, trying to minimize where we are in our educational landscape right now. That is not what I'm doing, but I'm just here to offer a glimmer of hope. So this session is designed to inspire and equip and motivate educators and school leaders to take proactive steps towards a thriving teaching profession. So what do we mean when we say we're redefining teacher retention? It is beyond Band-Aids and buzzwords. Let's ditch the stale HR jargon and dive into a real engaging conversation about redefining teacher retention. We're not just talking about keeping warm bodies in classrooms. We're talking about cultivating thriving, passionate educators who are invested in the long haul. Imagine this. A veteran teacher, years into their career, still radiates the same spark they had on day one. They're not just surviving, they're innovating, mentoring, and leading with joy. Or envision a novice teacher. And what we call a novice teacher is another term for beginning teacher, brimming with fresh ideas, feeling supported and empowered, not overwhelmed, and ready to quit. That's the vision we're aiming for. So here's how we move beyond the traditional, often ineffective approaches to teacher retention. Number one, from fixing teachers to investing in their growth. Let's shift the narrative. Stop focusing on what teachers are lacking and start recognizing their strengths and potential. Personalized professional development. Ditch the one size fits all workshops. Oh my goodness, I could go a whole nother three episodes behind that one. Offer tailored opportunities for growth based on individual needs and interests. Now, I'm going to insert right here because this is from my lived experiences as a classroom teacher. And my teen teacher, which was actually my beginning teacher mentor, and I'm going to talk about her towards the end of the show today. And we would always address based upon teacher test scores. It should have been differentiated that if you have a highly effective performing teacher that is meeting and or exceeding growth, shouldn't be sitting in the same professional development workshop as a teacher that is developing or their data is not meeting. They are non-proficient in the areas of teaching according to test scores. And please let me not add to the challenging subject area of saying that a teacher's worth is based on test scores. It is not. You have some extremely hands-on, innovative type teachers that may not be reflective in their test scores. So that is not what I'm saying. I'm just using that was an easy example to use when I say, teachers need to be in the correct professional developments and trainings and workshops based upon their particular needs. And One of the things that me and my mentor teacher used to talk about was, you know, she was a high performing teacher, meeting and or exceeding. And I was a high performing teacher, meeting and or exceeding. And there were just things that we didn't need in some of those workshops or district trainings. So it's no one size fits all. I feel very passionate about that. So leadership pathways, create clear pathways for teachers to advance in their careers without leaving the classroom. This could include mentorship roles, which I was a mentor teacher, curriculum development, or leading school-wide initiatives. I was on many leadership teams, and I can tell you it was very instrumental in my development and growth as a teacher leader. So instead of mandatory training on classroom management, offer teachers the choice of attending a workshop on trauma-informed practices, a seminar on integrating technology, or a mentorship program with a master teacher. Let's talk about building a culture of belonging and support and while fostering collaboration. Break down isolation of the classroom. Create opportunities for teachers to collaborate, share ideas, and support each other. Prioritize well-being. Recognize that teachers are human beings with lives outside of school. Offer resources and support for mental health, stress management, and work-life balance. Celebrate successes. Publicly acknowledge and celebrate the achievements of teachers, both big and small. In my turnaround experience at a school in my district, that was one of the things that administrators were very good about. And it was just evident when you came into our school building, the culture was just beaming. Create a teacher lounge that's actually inviting and relaxing. Implement a peer-to-peer mentorship program. Host regular teacher appreciation events that go beyond your regular pizza parties. Addressing systemic issues. Advocate for fair compensation. I know that seems to be a lot of our scope, but there's probably some pretty out-of-the-box ideas that, you know, beyond the pizza parties, can you partner with communities, community-based organizations or businesses in the community that would offer gift cards, offer services that teachers actually love, like self-care and wellness. I'm going to actually do a series on that too. So teachers deserve to be paid a living wage that reflects their education and experience. Reduce administrative burdens, streamline paperwork, minimize unnecessary meetings. Ooh, boy, I can go on a whole nother 2-3 episodes on that one too. Unnecessary meetings. Teachers have tons and tons and tons and tons of things on their already heavy plates. It will be good sometimes for them to be able to have the time during the day when their students are in their Excel or Encore classes to be able to go in their classrooms and get things done. Give teachers back their time. That was my big one when I was a classroom teacher. I'll give you an example. One day, and this really had nothing, because our school, let me just go back to say, our school created, the administrators at the time, the Harrises, Mr. Harris and Ms. Harris, did a dynamic, to me, above the duty call of trying to keep our time where we could do what we needed to do in the classroom. But when a new initiative happened and it impacted our ability for substitute teachers to come in where they could only make a certain amount of hours, then a lot of times we had to cover classes, we didn't get our plannings. And so I remember one day being so busy with, you know, my students and then not having time to do planning, I literally forgot to take my medication, which manages my health. And I remember the instructional coach coming in that day and she and I was having a, you know, quick, you know, curriculum chit chat. And she looked at me and asked me, was I okay? And I just broke down into tears. And so she came and she was, you know, just rubbing my back. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, I've just been coming and going. You know, I haven't had a minute to breathe. You know, we've been covering classes. We've been bringing kids back to class. I haven't had time to do anything. And I forgot to take my medication. So it's one of those things. And I know that that's just one of many, that's my own personal lived experience and example that I could use as it pertains to helping teachers to thrive so that we can curb the retention of great teacher talent leaving the profession altogether. So empower teachers' voice, give teachers a seat at the table. I can tell you that that is very effective. I was at a lot of our tables of discussions and making decisions that that affect the classrooms and their careers. Again, my school did a very fine job with offering those incentives, letting us take administrative meetings with the principals and on the leadership team, and it was just wonderful. So lobby for increased funding for teacher salaries and benefits. Work with school districts to streamline data collection and reporting. Create teacher advisory councils to provide input on school policies. Again, our school got that right. Our principal picked certain teachers to go on those advisory boards and advocate and be a voice for the school and bring back the information and disseminate the information. Embracing innovation and flexibility. Rethink the traditional school day. I know that is a district, sometimes state and or federal level, but that may be shifting due to this new administration. I'm very interested to see what is getting ready to take place down the pipeline, guys. Explore alternative scheduling models that provide teachers with more planning time and flexibility. Me and a cousin of mine were discussing, I'm all for and this is going to be very controversial, what I'm getting ready to say, and some of you may want to have me have my hand out and smack it. I'm all for going to a four-day teacher workday, or advocating where if the school isn't closed for 4 days, The school can be open for 5 days, but have a rotating flexible schedule where all teachers can work 4 days a week. Now that will be a little interesting. It would be some heavy lifting in the beginning to get a schedule, but I think it would be a win-win where teachers can actually just work 4 days with students and have an off day on campus to do the things that they need to do, printing, planning, some self-care, and I think that it would be good for the community and parents, because that way parents aren't scrambling to try to find arrangements for their children on that fifth day. So I think that that would be a great way to have a win-win situation with a flexible schedule. What do you guys think? I think that would be really cool and groovy. I don't know. I might try to get on some advisory boards as an educational consultant and partner with some agencies to maybe try to push that through. So we could leverage technology, use technology to streamline tasks, enhance communication and personalized learning, embrace creativity, encourage teachers to experiment with new teaching methods and approaches. Again, the caveat, not trying to rock the boat, make sure that that is cleared with your curriculum instructional team and or administrators, because you don't want to add more stress to your life. So I would always come up with some new ideas of models that I would use in my classroom, and I would always share it with my instructional coach, and so that they could clear it with the administrators so that everyone was on the same page of if I was doing something that looked a little different. So implement a Flex Friday where teachers can choose to work from home or something I just discussed, or engage in professional development. Provide teachers with access to online resources and tools. Create a teacher innovation lab where educators can collaborate on new projects. Focusing on the why. Why did I start this career? Why did I want to be a classroom teacher? Why did I choose to work directly with students? Connect teachers to their purpose. Remind teachers of the impact they have on students' lives and, the importance of their work. Create meaningful opportunities for engagement. Encourage teachers to participate in extracurricular activities. Mentor students and connect with the community. build a sense of community. Again, we had the house system, which comes from Round Clock Academy. We implemented that at our school. It fosters a sense of shared purpose and belonging among teachers, students, family, and all supportive staff in the building. You're talking about from the cafeteria workers to the custodians, to administrators, to the clerical staff and everything. Organize student success celebration where teachers can see the impact of their work. Create opportunities for teachers to volunteer in the community. Hold school-wide events that bring together teachers, students, and families. So we're redefining teacher retention is about creating a culture where teachers feel valued, supported, and empowered, to thrive. It's about recognizing that investing in teachers is an investment in the future of education. It's about making teaching a profession that attracts and retains the best and brightest minds, ensuring that every child has access to a high quality education. So before we slide out of here, let's talk about some facts and figures, some key statistics. Over 50% of educators report symptoms of burnout from the National Education Association in 2024. Nearly 40% of teachers leave the profession within the first 5 years, and that is from the Learning Policy Institute. Schools with high teacher turnover see a decline in student achievement, and that is from the Brookings Institution. Let me give you a little backstory about my teacher retention story. My journey in education wasn't always a smooth path. In fact, during my first year of teaching, I found myself teetering on the edge of burnout, questioning if I had made the right career choice. The weight of the classroom, the challenges of navigating a Title I rural school, and the sheer magnitude of shaping young minds. I'm just going to be honest, guys, and very transparent. It felt overwhelming. I was a novice teacher, meaning I was a beginning teacher, struggling to stay afloat, and the thought of returning for a second year, quite honestly, was daunting. That's when I encountered two extraordinary educational leaders, Ann Booth and Jennifer Kreiner. Now, this is during, I had, you know, other mentors along the way during my pre-service years as a teacher. I had Nakia Williams. I had Stephanie Olson. But these two particular educational leaders were during my time as a novice beginning teacher, which is your first 3 years as teaching. Very instrumental. So their names were Ann Booth and Jennifer Kreiner. They weren't just administrators. They were beacons of support, true mentors who saw something in me that I didn't yet see in myself. They understood the unique pressures faced by beginning teachers, especially those working with marginalized students, meaning those students in those certain populations that can be kind of challenging. Ann and Jennifer didn't just offer platitudes. They provided tangible support. They recognized that teacher retention wasn't just about curriculum and instruction. It was about personal development and well-being. They focused on me, the person, not just the teacher. They listened, they validated my struggles, and they offered practical strategies for managing stress and finding balance. They fostered a culture where vulnerability was welcome, not judged. They encouraged me to reflect on my own practice, to identify my strengths, and to acknowledge my areas for growth. They helped me understand that teaching is a marathon, not a sprint, and that self-care is not a luxury, but a necessity. They also helped me examine the subtle ways I might be unintentionally perpetuating biases due to my own limited experiences with marginalized students. They facilitated discussions about culturally responsive teaching, and they challenged me to see my students through a lens of strength and potential. They were impactful beginning teacher mentors. And I tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, because of their unwavering support and guidance, I didn't just survive my first year, I thrived. I rediscovered my passion for teaching, and I went on to spend 6 more fulfilling years in that same school, making a real turnaround experience from a low performing school to a passing school off the state plan, making a real difference in the lives of my students. Anne and Jennifer showed me that educational leadership isn't just about managing budgets and test scores. It's about investing in people. It's about nurturing the potential of every educator, especially those who are just starting out or those that may be career teachers but struggling a little bit. They taught me that when we prioritize teacher well-being, we create a ripple effect that benefits everyone, students, schools, and communities. This experience is why I'm so passionate about teacher retention and one of the many topics of why I created the Let's Talk K-12 Education Show. I want to share the lessons that I learned from Anne and Jennifer, my lived experiences as a classroom teacher and now current education consultant and coach, with other educators to help them realize their own potential and to build a sustainable and fulfilling career in teaching. Because I know firsthand that with the right support, every teacher can make a lasting impact. I also want to dedicate this show to my dear sweet Ann Booth, who passed away 2 years ago and believed in me and wanted me to fulfill being a clinical teacher. I love that woman dearly, and her support and love, along with my beginning teacher mentor, Jennifer Kreiner, is why I continue. So I hope that you enjoyed my teacher retention narrative backstory, why I chose the show. But before I close the show, I want to say thank you to consistent listeners of the show. Because of your support, the show is growing. To show my appreciation, I want you to head on over to my LinkedIn page, Tanisha Langley, Senior Education Consultant, to access a freebie guide, which is titled Strive for Teacher Retention and Thrive 2025. That's my thank you to say I appreciate you, and I intend to upload more guides and templates on my LinkedIn from the show as the future continues. So I want to thank you for joining us on Let's Talk K-12 Education. Here on Your Potential TV Network, we are grateful for your time, insights, and dedication to exploring what truly makes a difference in the lives of our students, educators, and communities. Your commitment to understanding and advancing with me K-12 education is what drives meaningful change. Together, we're shaping the future of education one episode, one conversation at a time. I want to wish you continued success and inspiration as we break the school to prison pipeline for every learner together. This is Tanisha Langley, your educational enthusiast, thought leader, and the show host for Let's Talk K-12 Education here on Realizing Your Potential TV Network, where you can find us here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we're empowered through education. So I'll see you here back next week. Have a great and fulfilling day and week ahead.